7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and, it's one of those days again. Which one of what kind of days, Tobe? What are you talking about? Well, I kind of went to bed a little bit late, but I slept fairly well until I started hearing large, booming, banging metal sounds. Like somebody was throwing dumpsters around. And by dumpster, I mean skips. It was like large metal boxes were being smashed and bashed around. And then there was silence. And I tried to go back to sleep. And right before I went back to sleep, boom, there was more sounds. And then I tried to go back to sleep when it got quiet again. And then, then there was jackhammers. And then there was more god-awful sounds, and yeah. So, that's what I'm doing. So there's stuff going on outside. There was a whole bunch of trucks and stuff again, and I was trying not to pay any attention because I was trying to, start my day, get my breakfast, and do that and all that and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and here's an email from the emeritus that just came in. Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a do. Oh, yeah, this has already been taken care of. I will do a quick response here. And I type, just got it, comma, thanks. And now the kitty shows up. Hello, Peppa. How are you? I gotta send the email. Hi, why are you... what are you doing? I have to go... Alright, so yeah, I guess nothing is gonna get done because... It's kitty time, isn't it? Let's put the keyboard aside. Let me drink some more tea really quick. Oh, I'm back on the pooer today, and it's mighty good. Yummy, yummy, yummy. More yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay, Peppa, what are you doing? You want some kitty water? Because we got to get this show going. We got to get a show started. Because we got cool stuff to do. All right, so I'm standing up. Come on, let's go in the kitty water drinking room. And I'm leading my cat. Yeah, let's go. Come on. Into the kitty water room. All right, here we go. So we have a bowl full of water that the cat does not want to drink from. So I will just pour the water out. And then we put the bowl back down on the ground. We get the jug of water. and we fill up the kitty bowl. Here you go. Drink it up. Oh, she's very interested. Yes, and now the sound of my cat drinking. Yeah. This is just good radio. So, blah, 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 blah. Tobe, what are we really going to do today? Well, I did a little bit of synth stuff yesterday, which is to say I really didn't do anything except had an idea. So we're going to explore that. Oh, are you done? Are you done with the kitty water? Okay, bye-bye. Put the lid back on the kitty water jug. Put the jug over here, and we're good. What are you? Don't mess. You don't have to put. Just because it has strings on it doesn't mean it's a kitty toy. Give me the kitty. This is my mask. Now the cat's playing in the laundry. What the hell are you doing in the laundry? Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, just whatever. The key to know here, the one thing you need to know, is cats. Yeah, so I had another idea. As I was making breakfast and listening to all the god-awful sounds that are keeping me awake in my neighborhood as I walk out into my garage right now. Ooh, it's a bit brisk again. Let's go outside, see what's happening. The other idea I had was basically I need to decide on a configuration or a final form for my little flexi sensor controller for my synth, because I was thinking, you know what would be cool? We could hook that up to the pitch quantizer, probably do something decent with it. All right, there's a big old truck in front of my house, big old giant MUD truck with a trailer. And they've got a little backhoe. They're digging in my next door neighbor's yard. They've made a big hole. I don't know what's happening. Does it matter? Let's check the mail. Nothing in the mailbox. That's good. Oh, and speaking of mail, in case you're wondering about the package that came to my house erroneously, I actually took that over to my neighbor's house. The person it was supposed to be delivered to, who strangely enough kind of had a name not that dissimilar to mine, and the house number was not too dissimilar. You know, my address is something like 1142, and this girl's address was 1742 on the next street over. You know, she lives on, you know, 103rd Street, and I live on what is essentially 104th Street, but it's not called that. And, so, yeah. I took the package over. It's like, oh, yay. Oh, thank you. I was wondering where that's supposed to be here yesterday and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. Everything comes to my house. She's like, you know, what's weird is I always get the wrong mail for, and then she says such and such address. And I said, oh, that's Shannon. And she said, yeah, that's the guy that lives next to you. Because I told her where I live and tried to explain this, you know, stupid mail stuff. She's like, I don't know what's going on in this neighborhood these days, but yeah, we can't get mail worth a damn. Anyway, let's take the blanket off the synthesizer here. And let's start powering all this stuff up. And are we on? Oh yes, we are very on. We have synth. So, in the event that you did not attend yesterday's meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, we did get something new going, and that is another little sort of, I was going to say melodic element, but it's not really, it's just sort of a support element, and it kind of sounds like a Peter Hook bass line. And it sounds something like this. Oh. The more I listen to it, the more I'm getting that Peter Hook sort of vibe. It's not exactly the most New Order-y song in the world, but I don't know. You could make it into a New Order song. It wouldn't take much effort, would it? Probably not. So what to do? We could make some more music. Start that back up again. And let's adjust the mix here. We need some more bass. I'm gonna need to do some fairly drastic gain staging, so let's do that, because we can't hear Jack, can we? No, we can't. So we're going to turn some knobs. I'm turning a lot of knobs. I'm turning three different knobs at once. I'm gonna take these down like this, okay, and then we push this button. And we go, and we push this button. And then we turn this down. And then we reset everything else. And we got to bring it all back to see if we can get this mix correct. Here we go. Go. We'll be right back. Yeah, so this is a little bit better gain staging wise, but do we really need a bunch of this? Stop hitting this one. This is the wrong note. Why does my finger want to keep trying to hit that one? And what the hell key are we in? What is this key in we're supposed to be? I don't understand. What is this scale? Is it D? Don't hit this none. That's the dumb note. Stop pressing the dumb note, Tobe. No. Turn that down. It's starting to give me a headache. Not really. What's my cat waving at? The cat's sitting at the window here. She's just pawing at the glass. Anyway, are we trying to make a New Order song here? No. Why is this getting all New Order-y? I don't know. And what else was I thinking? Oh, yeah, we got to get the Flexi controller going, but that's not going to happen today. I don't have any parts to build anything because I still haven't ordered any parts, and I got to order the parts, and I got to order some cables, and I got to order a whole bunch of stuff. So I was sort of thinking... Oh, that was the other thing that I did do that I forgot to tell you. You know our drum beat... Our drum beat for this fun song goes like this. Don't play the dong dong. Turn the dong dong down. I didn't change this so much as I just made it longer. Instead of just repeating one bar over and over again, I just copied and pasted 8 bars together. And why did I do this? It was so that maybe we could use this little synth, this little keyboard that I'm playing, that is also playing the drums. I was thinking, hey, maybe we could... Ooh, I messed it up. Oh, it's backwards. Tub, stop doing crazy synth. But I like crazy synth. I stretched that out to 8 bars in the thought that, you know, maybe we need to add another track to this, add another part. Do we really need to? Probably not. But we could. And that's why I was doing all this. Because that could be a part. That could be a long part. And we could actually have something that sounds like a musical song. A musical song of music. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toe, why don't you put in the, you know, the fwah, fwah, those weird horns you like so much. What, you mean these? Well, we could. I mean, we could throw something like that in there if we wanted to. Couldn't we? Maybe. Why do I keep turning up that? Turn up that instead. There we go. What would it sound like? Shall we find out?
Wait, let me put the microphone down so at least I can play with two hands. Okay.
What is happening here?
Gotta stop hitting the wrong note. Part bothers me. That little diddly dang 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 dang. I'm turning down Peter Hook. Maybe. Okay. What if? Maybe the problem here is that we just need to change the chord progression. There really isn't a chord progression happening here. basically, about all we've got going on is we have, what do we have? What is happening here? Basically, we have those bass notes, which really aren't that bass, those Peter Hook notes. We'll call them Peter Hook notes, for lack of a better term. Those Peter Hook notes are being directed by Florian's second sequencer. So we could change that. We could change those leading notes, because we don't have a chord progression. We have an implied chord progression. Basically, we have a drone, and we've got a more dominant sort of bass instrument playing notes over the top of it, and so we get something that sounds kind of chord progression-y. We could change that. We could change that, but,
dude, you're spanking me.
But then we'd be spanking. What do we want to change it to? You know, the thing of it is what if we just revoiced it? Okay, so basically the chord progression, which is not a chord progression, is this. No, it's... Now I can't remember. Just play it, Tobe. Okay. So it's E, D, then whatever this is, something sharp or flat, and then this. See, this is C, so this is B, this is A, so that's A flat. D, and then that's A flat or B sharp, A. So yeah, this is always the weird note anyway. Do I want to change this? Huh, yeah. So, I don't know, maybe I'll mess with this some more today. And maybe now I'll tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on This has been Tobe, Dubious Goals Committee, blah blah blah, end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Over it,